Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic, Lessons in Strength, Wisdom, and Courage. Now, before we dive into today's topic, creating that elusive work-life balance, tell me something. Ever feel like you're caught on a hamster wheel? You know, working all day, then coming home exhausted only to spend your evenings glued to your phone or scrolling endlessly through social media. That feeling, my friends, is not living. That's just existing, and trust me, we deserve more than that. So, today, we're going to talk about how to break free from that cycle and create a life where work nourishes you, not drains you. We're going to tap into some Stoic wisdom because, let's face it, those ancient philosophers knew a thing or two about living well and sprinkle in some practical tips that you can actually use today. Ready? Let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you build a healthier work-life balance. 1. Define your priorities. Okay, this might seem obvious, but seriously, how often do we just drift through life without really knowing what matters most to us? Think about it. What are your core values? What brings you joy outside of work? Maybe it's spending time with loved ones, pursuing a hobby, or simply enjoying some quiet solitude. Once you know your priorities, you can start making decisions that align with them. You'll be less likely to get swept up in the daily grind if you remember what truly matters. 2. Set boundaries. This one's crucial. Ever felt like work was bleeding into every aspect of your life? We've all been there. The constant emails, phone calls, and meetings can feel overwhelming. But here's the thing. You have the power to set boundaries. Designate specific work hours and stick to them as much as possible. Turn off notifications outside of those hours, and resist the urge to check your work email first thing in the morning or last thing at night. It's like having a little fence around your personal time. It helps protect your well-being and allows you to recharge. Hey, practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean meditating for an hour every day, though. That can be helpful, too. Mindfulness is simply being present in the moment. When you're at work, focus on your tasks at hand. When you're with loved ones, give them your full attention. Avoid multitasking. It actually reduces our productivity and increases stress. By practicing mindfulness, you'll be more engaged and satisfied in both your work and personal life. 4. Embrace no sometimes. You know that feeling when someone asks you to do something, and you really don't have the time or energy? It's okay to say no. We often feel pressure to overcommit ourselves, but remember, saying no to one thing frees up time and energy for something else, maybe something more important. It takes practice, but learning to politely decline requests that aren't aligned with your priorities is a powerful tool for creating balance. 5. Make time for what matters. This might sound like common sense, but do we actually do it? Schedule time for your hobbies, exercise, spending time with loved ones just like you would schedule a meeting. Treat these activities as important commitments because they are. They nourish your soul and recharge your batteries. Now imagine this. You're feeling overwhelmed at work, deadlines are looming, and the pressure is mounting. But then, you remember that you have a yoga class booked later that evening, something you really look forward to. That little reminder can shift your perspective and give you the motivation to push through those stressful moments. You see? It's not about achieving perfect balance every day, it's about creating a life where work supports your well-being, not the other way around. By prioritizing your values, setting boundaries, practicing mindfulness, embracing no when needed, and making time for what truly matters, you can create a more fulfilling and balanced life. So, my friends, take those takeaways to heart. Start small, make gradual changes, and celebrate your progress along the way. Remember, you deserve a life filled with purpose, joy, and yes, even a little bit of balance. And if you found this episode helpful, share it with someone who might need to hear these words. You can also leave a review, it really helps us spread the Stoic message to more people. Until next time, keep striving for strength, wisdom, and courage in all that you do. Peace out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.